Welcome. Domain Dave with CheapWineFighter.com. And we've got another wine we're going to talk about, a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFighter.com website. Just when I thought Trader Joe's was having no new wines, I hadn't seen anything new from them in a couple of months, they came out with, what do we have here? The Trader Joe's Reserve Santa Barbara Pinot Noir 2021, a $9.99 Pinot Noir from a single AVA, which is good. it's like, one thing Trader Joe's Reserve wines, I've been doing the Grand Reserve, the Platinums, all those. What I learned is that I like Santa Barbara wine. It's not something I would have learned if I hadn't been buying these $10 wines, $12.99 wines. Because you can go and there are Best Parker and there's all sorts of good producers in Santa Barbara. But none of them are that price. And I found out I like their wines. I look forward to the Chardonnays. And they have, even if you go a little bit farther inland, you're getting Rhone wines. And they've got some good producers there and very nice. And it's a... I'll give you a little rundown of Santa Barbara. You can drive there. It's about 100 miles north of Los Angeles. And it should be too warm for Pinot Noir and even Chardonnay, because those are cool weather wines. But kind of this triangle shaped piece of land kind of juts out into the Pacific Ocean. And the Pacific Ocean, California, is cold, because the current comes from the Arctic and comes on down. It's kind of one of the reasons you got wine around the Pacific coast. And in the Atlantic Ocean, it comes from the equator and goes up. So you do have a few places over there with wine, not so much. So the currents make a big deal. And because you have a lot of the Pinot Noir growing regions, you got cold water to the north and to the south, and plus they got mountains there, and the mountains will catch the cold air and hold it in, and then there's valleys that'll funnel it in. It's got some good things going for it. And one of the things Pinot Noir likes is a long, long growing season, and it likes a big difference in temperature between day and night, like 40 degrees or more. The sun keeps the grapes going in the daytime, gets the little engines roaring, and then at night they just shut down, and that adds to the growing season. And Santa Barbara does that. Plus, there is a Santa Barbara style. The grapes do tell the winemakers what wines to make, and because the grapes are all, there's different terroirs there, and there's different microclimates and that type of thing. But generally speaking, you're going to have those wines will be in a Santa Barbara style. There's like a Lodi style. There is a Monterey style. It's more of a general style, but it's a style I like. I'm going to take a sip of this. And this is a spicy wine. So make sure you open the bottle up beforehand. Aerate the bottle, swirl like crazy, because if you don't, the spice is going to be out of whack. It's going to overpower the body of the wine. This is a spicy wine. If you like your Pinot Noir spicy, this is the one for you. But it will calm down. It does take its time, and it does go down. One of the reasons it takes a bit of time to calm down is the alcohol is 14.7. That's pretty, that's pretty big for a Zinfandel. And for a Pinot Noir, which normally are lighter, more subtle, more complex wines, it kind of can the alcohol can overpower things. So part of that spice might be a little bit of alcohol too. This is a $10 wine. You're not talking about a $75 Willamette Valley Pinot. So the extra alcohol can make it a little bolder, can push the spice a little harder. But once it calms down, it does just fine. Because it has good flavor. It's got some herbs. It's got cherries. It was aged in French oak. And I'm taking another sip. French oak is more subtle than American oak. You get a lot of wines in California, American oak, that's where you get the chocolate and vanilla. And there's a little bit of vanilla cream here, but you get everything a little bit, maybe some tea and some things like that in there. They're just more subtle flavors, and which is good. I mean, that they took the time to put French oak in there is good. And another thing is that the this was made by a producer from the Central Coast who makes wines for stores, and they make private brand wines, and they make a bunch of them. I put a link to the who they are, Lozano and Company, in the review, and they make a bunch of wines for Trader Joe's, and actually a bunch of the better wines, if you ask me, from Trader Joe's. And they actually made this wine. This is produced and bottled by. Produced and bottled by means they made it. And it also implies that the grapes were either their grapes or they grapes they were in control of. So that's kind of good, because a lot of times you get these faux wineries and you don't know who's what. They're putting their name on this. They're using French oak. They're using Santa Barbara County grapes, you know, and it's $9.99. I mean, even most Santa Barbara, you know, full tilt, they're going to be several dollars more and usually closer to $25. We'll take another sip and then we'll wrap this up. That's spicy. If you like your wine spicy, this is the one for you. It's going to be a bargain for $10. If you're not into that much spice, maybe put it. I'm drinking at room temperature. If you put it on ice or in the fridge for a half hour, 20 minutes, will probably kind of cool that down. But it's worth the effort. It's got a good flavor. It's interesting. A little bit heavy on the alcohol, but it doesn't ruin it. You know, back in the day, 12.5 was too much for Pinot Noir and alcohol. So that's it for me. This was the Trader Joe's Reserve Santa Barbara Pinot Noir 2021. This is CheapWineFinder.com. I'm Domain Dave. I liked it, and if you like spicy Pinot Noir, you should like it too. So adios, keep it cheap, stay cool. And I think we got a couple of wines coming up a couple of days, so I'll be talking to you. Adios, bye-bye.